You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. This time of year, recent graduates of high schools, colleges, trade schools in Wisconsin are sizing up the job market, making decisions about where to work, where to live in the coming years. Wisconsin, a lot of times, struggles to compete for that young talent with neighboring states or with the coasts that offer larger urban areas. There's anxiety about a brain drain in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Secretary of Workforce Development, Reggie Newsom, recently wrote an op-ed. It appeared in the Green Bay Press Gazette. He assured recent grads that Wisconsin has the jobs and the lifestyles they're looking for. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a recent graduate? How are you making your choice about where to work, where to live, what industries you're interested in? If you're older, what went into your decision to stay in Wisconsin or maybe move to Wisconsin and work here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Here with us now is Reggie Newsom. He's Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Newsom, thanks a lot for joining us here in the studio.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what are Wisconsin's biggest assets in terms of what it has to offer for that young talent, those new grads I was talking about?
Well, I've had the opportunity to spend some time with young professionals over the last few weeks, and one of our tremendous assets throughout the state is Wisconsin is a great place to raise a family. We have great schools. We have the best-in-class educational system here in Wisconsin, whether it be K through 12, our technical colleges, our 2 and 4 universities, both public and private. We have great amenities here. City of Madison is a great place. We have the lakes. We have great things to do in the city of Milwaukee. We have Summerfest, which is going on right now, which people take for granted. So in terms of what we call urban renaissance for young professionals in the cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Green Bay, Racine and Kenosha, there's a lot to do. And in some of the smaller cities in rural areas of Wisconsin, again, great places to raise families, great neighbors, and great things to do. We have winter tourism, all the great winter sports that we offer here in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin has tremendous assets, and we want to spend time over the next few weeks talking about those things and do everything we can to encourage young people to stay in Wisconsin when they graduate.
Right. Those things are out there, but are they front and center in people's minds when they're thinking Wisconsin?
Well, I think so. I just spent some time over at Zendesk with some young professionals, and every young professional I talked to were very familiar with what Madison offers, the festivals, all the opportunities, the arts, the culture. So they're very familiar. But I think we can continue to do a job, and as I say, the biggest room is room for improvement, of touting all those tremendous assets in our urban areas and talk about all the assets in the smaller cities, the suburbs, the exurbs, and the rural areas of the state.
Now, a phrase I mentioned a few moments ago, brain drain. I've heard it from experts looking at the state as a whole. You hear it from people in smaller towns around the state. People get educated, and a lot of them, some of them, move out of town, maybe move out of the state. Is brain drain real? Is this a problem for Wisconsin?
Well, actually, if you look at the data, and let me just break it down like this, in terms of UW graduates, graduates that are from Wisconsin that attend the UW systems, they do tend to stay here in Wisconsin, but we want them all to stay. And what we can do a better job is making sure that graduates that are graduating from our schools from Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, we want to keep them here too. So that's why we're spending time making sure we talk to young professionals, because we want to keep all the talent in Wisconsin. We're selfish like that because we have employers that have needs. And again, we want to make sure that we have talent that can contribute to our communities, invest here, and make Wisconsin the best state in the nation.
So how do you, talking to people, there's a lot of them to talk to. How do you communicate that message to that young talent?
Well, the first thing you do is you get out and talk to them, you listen to them. I was just over at Zendesk a couple of weeks ago. I was up in Appleton at the Weinert Group, and I asked them, I said, from a policy standpoint, if there's something I can share with the governor or the legislature, a big policy idea that would convince you to stay. And to the fall, I heard things such as making sure that we have internship opportunities for young people because they want to gain valuable work experience. And I think there's some things we can do on that front that we're already doing in the state around internships, apprenticeships, and co-ops. Some other things that we talked about and I heard from them is making sure that we continue to tout all the urban renaissance in the state. And we're going to continue to do that. I know that my colleague, Secretary Klett of the Department of Tourism, does a fine job of talking about the state on that front. But again, the most important thing I think we can do is listen to them and work with them, but and also connect them to employers. Make sure employers are doing all the proactive things they can do to make sure their companies and businesses are an attractive place for young people to work.
So outside of the lifestyle, of course, a big question about for people looking for a job is there a job that I want that's going to pay me a decent amount to maybe let me raise a family? Do we have enough of those jobs for our graduates?
I think so. If you look at the state's unemployment rate at 4.6%, it's the lowest it's been since the fall of 2008. On our Job Center Wisconsin website, the state's labor exchange, we've constantly had job postings on there between 80 and 90,000 for the last several months. And if you look at all these jobs on there, they're high-paying jobs, from entry-level to high-paying jobs, management jobs, jobs across a variety of industries and sectors, information technology, tech jobs, manufacturing jobs, construction, healthcare, agriculture, you name it, they're on there. And what I hear from employers is that they want to hire talent. They want to provide job opportunities. I think the one thing that we always have to continue to work very, very hard on is connecting the talent to the employer. And that takes hard work in terms of making sure we open communication channels, making sure that employers know where they can go to find talent, but also making sure that the young people, when they are selling their wares to employers, they're doing it around skill sets and they are prepared to be able to articulate what they can bring to these businesses.
Talking to Reggie Newsom, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, he says, hey, graduates of high school, college, technical college, there are good opportunities and a good lifestyle for you here in Wisconsin. Now, you mentioned the needs of employers. Another phrase we hear a lot in the state is the idea of a skills gap, that employers have jobs open, the people graduating don't have the skills to do those jobs. Is this a reality in the state?
Well, I think there is a mismatch based on what employers are looking for a skill set and what prospective job seekers can offer. I know that one of the things that I hear from employers, above technical skill sets, the people skills, or some of the analytical skills, the ability to problem solve and have critical thinking skills. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact, as I mentioned before, making sure that internships and co-ops and work-based learning opportunities are available for high school students when they're in high school and college students, so they can develop and hone those skill sets and accentuate and enhance them. Because I think the foundation is there, but practice makes perfect. And we want to make sure we provide those opportunities through the internships, the co-ops, the apprenticeships to be able to enhance and build and practice those skills. And I think if we can do that and provide those opportunities, employers would be more satisfied with the available talent in the labor market.
Start bringing our callers in now. We've got Jim on the line in Eau Claire. Jim, hi.
Hi. Secretary Newsom, you're just being disingenuous. You really are, because this administration has did nothing but cut education. Those tickets are going to come home to roost. We will start not having the talent. We'll start not having the opportunity. I contend it's already started happening. I'm really just ashamed to be a Wisconsinite during this administration with the war that you guys have declared and the Republicans have declared on education and on the working class of this state.
Jim, thanks for the call. Secretary Newsom, cuts to K-12 education, past budgets, obviously the university budget has loomed large in budget negotiations. Is this going to damage some of that Wisconsin lifestyle, brand, and job training that you've been talking about?
Sure. Let me just say this, that education, talent development, workforce development are bipartisan issues. And I'm happy to say that over the last 4 years, and the governor and legislature have worked very in concert and agreed on these issues. That's why the governor and the legislature has invested over $150 million in workforce development, worker training in Wisconsin. Many of these dollars are going to our K-12 schools throughout the state of Wisconsin, technical colleges. There's been an investment of nearly $30 million for technical colleges in Wisconsin to be able to expand and add courses and nights and weekends, hire instructors to be able to bring in folks to be able to train people that were waiting to get into high demand courses and classes at tech colleges to be able to bring those people in to train them. So there's been a significant investment on this type of thing. And in the budget, the joint finance, actually in this budget that's being deliberated right now, actually has increased K-12 spending in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the issue of the university, again, I think going forward, I know the governor has proposed some additional flexibilities in the UW system to allow them to be able to gain efficiencies. And the legislature has taken a different position on that. But I believe that going forward, we have some of the finest universities in the nation here in Wisconsin. And I know in talking to some of the UW chancellors I've spent time with, they're going to continue to move forward, providing opportunities and making sure that Wisconsinites and outstate residents that attend our fine universities get a quality education.
Now, school leaders have and others have said, okay, a little increase in this budget doesn't make up for past cuts. I mean, do you think there's still room to rebound the K-12 budget? Would that pay off in terms of the things we're talking about, quality of life, job training in the state?
Well, again, every member of the legislature I've talked to on both sides of the aisle, I know the governor feels the same way, believes very strongly in education. And again, I have opportunity to travel throughout the nation. I talk to my counterparts in other states, labor secretaries, workforce development secretaries, and everyone I talk to, they envy Wisconsin in terms of the quality of our K-12, the institutions, the tech colleges, the 2 and 4 year universities. And if you look at things such as the ACT scores in Wisconsin, we're constantly in the top 5 in terms of ACT scores. We have other states that are right now working very hard to recruit graduates from our high schools to go to their schools. In the Southeast, for example, in SEC, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, and Georgia, they're constantly in our K-12 schools trying to recruit our talent. So again, with all that said, again, moving forward, I feel very optimistic that the resources will be there and we'll continue to be able to produce quality people and educated people in Wisconsin.
We're talking to Reggie Newsom, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, about his case for why young graduates should live and work in Wisconsin. Good opportunities, good lifestyle opportunities out there too, he says. We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you're a recent graduate, how are you making this choice? Are you trying to stay in Wisconsin, trying to get out? What factors are weighing in that decision? If you are an employer, are you looking to hire those new grads from high school, from university, from technical colleges? What would you like to see from them? What do you have to offer? What does the state have to offer? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post over at the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with Reggie Newsom, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. He recently wrote an op-ed in the Green Bay Press-Gazette making the argument that recent graduates of high schools, colleges, and trade schools should embrace careers in Wisconsin. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have any questions or thoughts about Wisconsin's job market? Are you one of these recent grads who chose to stay in Wisconsin? Why'd you make that decision if you left and came back? Tell us that story, too. And again, if you're an employer, are you looking to hire people right out of school? Are you looking to hire more of them right now? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Before we get back to our callers, Secretary Newsom, you referred to a business that described itself as having a startup mentality in that piece you wrote in the Press Gazette. A lot of people looking to attract startups. You think of places like the coast, the big cities there. We talked to someone who'd written a study recently saying Wisconsin not looking so good. Among the last in the nation when it comes to startup activity. What do we need to do to improve the startup climate here in Wisconsin?
Well, one thing we need to do is make sure that entrepreneurs understand that there are resources available in the state of Wisconsin to be able to start up businesses. We know that startups and small businesses are the ones that are creating jobs currently in the economy. And whether it's resources at the Economic Development Corporation or local economic development corporations, I know that MadRep and the work they're doing over there, work that Zach Brandon's doing with his organization, they're doing a very, very good job of providing those type of resources to encourage and incentivize entrepreneurs. But the one thing that we can continue to do is make sure that we have a skilled workforce, because people with skills and good ideals are the ones that create jobs and go out and start businesses. So we want to make sure we create those pathways and pipelines for the folks to be able to do that.
Go back to our callers now with Sam in Elkhart Lake. Sam, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate your guys' conversation.
What do you think, Sam?
Well, I wanted to echo the first caller, but maybe from a younger perspective. I'm 30. My sister's 22. She just graduated from MIAD. We grew up in Milwaukee. My girlfriend graduated a year ago, soil science in Stevens Point. and them and a lot of the other younger people I talk to get frustrated in Wisconsin. You know, making money and a good job are definitely important, but they don't make or break someone's life, I don't think. And a lot of the public services that we grew up enjoying in Wisconsin, like museums, buses, state parks, and, of course, the education system, we've seen get worse and worse. And so a lot of the young people I talk to, and myself included, are just really frustrated and kind of don't want to be in an environment where people act like this.
Sam, thanks for the call. So worried about investment in those quality of life things, state parks, he said, arts and other things like that. Are these important parts of the equation here? Are you worried about funding cuts, maybe pushing people like Sam to look for jobs out of the state?
Sure. Well, again, as I talk about the amenities in Wisconsin, we have great amenities here. Again, I talk to folks from other parts of the states. I have a very unique perspective that they spend a lot of time coming to our state parks. Right now, this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, we're going to have hundreds of people, thousands of people traveling up 94 and up 45, going and up 43 to our state parks. So they're going to enjoy those type of things, great tourism, great attractions. One thing that we take for granted right now in the city of Milwaukee is Summerfest. And we have thousands of people that are traveling to Wisconsin from other parts of the nation, other parts of the world, to enjoy Summerfest. And again, those amenities are here. I think sometimes we take them for granted, but they're here. And again, we shouldn't take them for granted. And we want to continue to do everything we can to make sure that we tout them and make sure that folks know about them.
Now, let's stay in Milwaukee for a moment. When young people are thinking of exciting big cities to move to, you know, New York, San Francisco, upcoming places like Portland and Seattle are often on the list. What needs to happen to put Milwaukee higher on that list?
Well, again, making sure that folks understand what Milwaukee has to offer. I live in Milwaukee. I've been a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee, and there's been a great renaissance in Milwaukee in terms of economic development downtown. If you go downtown, you can enjoy all the amenities downtown there, the museums, the culture, the arts, the concerts, all that stuff downtown. And again, making sure that we talk about Wisconsin and the cities here, that these are great places to raise a family. And if you're looking at having a very, very consistent middle-class experience, a great place to raise a family, Wisconsin nice is something I hear a lot about from my colleagues in other parts of the country, that we have great neighbors. We have nice people that are here that treat people well, and all those virtues of living in Wisconsin. We can't take that for granted. We got to continue to, you know, shout from the rooftops about that type of thing.
Talking to Reggie Newsom, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, about jobs, careers here in Wisconsin. Back to our callers. We've got Mike on the line in Madison now. Mike, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I guess coming from a UW grad that left the state and eventually made my way back, I think there need to be some incentives for employers to hire Wisconsin citizens and retain them. Maybe the state helps to reduce some of their tax burden over a period of time. And then in addition to that, in concert with that, perhaps a reduced state tax, income tax for the employee, also to try to encourage them to take jobs and opportunities here in the state.
Mike, I want to give Secretary Newsom a chance to talk about that. Do we have anything like that, tax credits for businesses to hire local talents or for the employees?
Well, sure, absolutely. One thing I want to make sure that folks know about, Wisconsin Fast Forward. I encourage you to go to wisconsinfastforward.com. And the governor and the legislature, in an overwhelming bipartisan fashion, passed the Wisconsin Fast Forward legislation back in the spring of 2013, an initial investment of $15 million for employers in the state of Wisconsin to be able to develop customized worker training programs, to be able to hire people and train them based on their specific business needs, as well as to partner up and build what we call bottom-up collaborations, where educators and people that work in economic development and employers and K-12 and workforce development people are working together to be able to onboard talent, to train existing workers in the company, but also hire new workers. And this program is one of the kind in the nation that I've seen where it's flexible and nimble. So I encourage employers that are looking to hire and train folks to be able to do that type of thing, to go to WisconsinFastForward.com to get more information. And over the last 4 years, the governor and legislature has worked very hard to reduce the overall tax burden to Wisconsinites, whether it's property tax burden, income tax burden, and reduce other regulatory impacts that would disincentivize Wisconsin employers from hiring. And again, that's something that I know the governor is going to continue to focus on going forward.
Secretary Newsom, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Reggie Newsom, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development.